stressed out?
I'm stressed out.
Enjoy some Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star Winner 2.5.
I will not touch a wet sponge. A wet sponge to me is one, it gets on my nerves, it creeps me out a little bit. It also feels just so gross.
So you'll use a dry sponge?
I will if I have to, but a wet sponge is even worse.
How would a dry sponge even work?
Right, what do you do to clean up?
Maybe I guess I've never used a dry sponge.
So you've never used a sponge?
Not in the past couple years, no.
Huh.
It just started really irking. Every time I would touch one and you could squeeze it in the water, oh.
Okay.
This fellow was dirty and gross, and the holes on the sponge, those creep me out.
There's so what do you do to wipe up the counters?
Why do the holes...
I had to look up the name. It's called trypophobia. It's the fear of those patterns of little holes.
Well, you think they're going to open up and swallow you or
that
something?
There's something growing or living in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's going to come out and bite you.
Okay, now you're giving me things to think about.
That is not the lesson.
Yes, it is. Yes.
But I'm still back to, how do you clean up the counter then? You just grab paper towels?
See, a magic eraser I can use? That's not so bad because it's not as damp, but like a damp sponge.
All right.
If I touch it and pick it up, it's... Ugh.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it grosses me out. I feel like I'm just picking up a big just ball of dishwater.
All right, well, fair enough. That makes more sense to me than the things
inside the holes.
The holes,
too.
Ugh.
Could there be things growing in the holes? I mean, I'm stuck on that.
Stop. My work here is done.
All right, what was your point about this, though?
Do you have something that you...
Do you have a point? Stop wasting her time.
It's all coming out this morning.
Were you
morning.
Just trying to get in my head? What are you doing?
I just wanted to take that little nugget and go. Is there something that you just can't stand touching?
I think nylon. Is that... I think that...
Ooh.
It's that, you know, like if you have a jacket or you've seen like those sweats or something that... Is that nylon? Is that what that is? That material?
I think so.
It kind of makes that almost rubbing your hands together sound?
Yes.
I mean, like nylons, like pantyhose do, that kind of?
Well, it's new, like in jackets is what I'm thinking of.
Yes. It almost feels like a rubbery. Is that what you're thinking of?
Rubbery.
No, okay.
It's
like a windbreaker?
Because you know what? I do that because my daughter Lucy hates it too.
Like a windbreaker.
We both hate it like a windbreaker.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that material.
We both can't stand it. She compares it to the rubbing of your hands together.
Mm-hmm.
Because my wife does that in the morning, you know, when they're in the car and it's cold, and it drives her crazy. So, because it reminds her of that sound.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't like that sound either. That drives me crazy.
So, you don't like the sound, so then you don't particularly care for the material.
No.
And that's what you don't want to be wearing, touching.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So, I never have a jacket like that. Can't stand it.
Okay.
So, that would be mine.
Yeah.
You'll touch anything?
Sure.
You brave woman. Whatever it is, just put my hands all in it.
Well, the thing is we know she has. So
yes, I have.
We have some stories, but we can't tell
those.
Yeah, we
do. Yeah, we do.
But 280-1025, is there something you cannot stand to touch? You know? Some material, sponge,
mm-hmm.
like Kurt.
Ugh.
Just creeps you out for whatever reason. Gives you the heebie-jeebies.
It does.
I just think that's a luxury. I mean, you can say you don't like to touch a wet sponge, but you have to. This is part of life. You have to grab things, and you have to clean things up and
stuff. You could use a washcloth.
A washcloth or a towel.
There's other options.
All right. I just think it's a luxury to just be like, I don't care to touch that.
Well, I think it's a luxury for you just to have all these sponges laying around.
All right.
Don't you still have a cleaning lady?
Yeah. You haven't touched a cleaning product in 5 years.
That's not true. She comes every other week. Who's on the week she's off? I am.
Oh.
I clean my own toilets. Okay? You can just knock it off with that.
Well, every other week anyway. For you, Aaron, you live on a farm. It's what?
A newborn baby calf.
Well, that's interesting.
How often do you have the opportunity?
Well, every year when they start being born, and if there's one that's having problems, we have to go out and assist it.
Okay. Yeah.
Once or twice a year.
Okay. That sounds a lot more than the rest right. of us, obviously.
I mean, that would be a lot. That's I can't even tell you if I would like it or not like it, because I have I have never and probably will never experience
it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like a newborn baby, but they are just covered in a wet slime, and it's just, creeps me out.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched enough Discovery Channel to know what you're talking about. It doesn't look real appealing.
No, I mean, like, you at least need gloves.
But what about, is there a nasty smell that comes with that, too?
I don't think so.
No, okay. All right.
I see, I'm surprised. I would think there'd be something foul.
Something.
Yeah.
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 That looks like it should smell bad.
Not normally, no.
Okay. That's surprising.
Uh-huh.
But you wouldn't want to touch it.
All right. Got it. No. I'm taking your word for it, Aaron.
I believe you, Aaron. Thank you. Take care.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.